Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening and God bless you all. If you are just tuning in, you are listening to the Gospel Truth broadcast with Evangelist Maybelle Edmond. And we are so excited to be with you tonight. And we want to invite you to pray, to sing, and enjoy Jesus right along with us. If the devil is raging, you keep on praising and prepare your hearts and minds to hear and receive the Gospel Truth as we are led in our opening prayer by Evangelist Sheila Hamid.
With our minds on the Lord, let us pray. Heavenly Father, in the name of Jesus, oh God, we come to you and we humble our hearts, oh Lord. We ask for mercy. We ask, God, that you will look down upon us and lay your hand on us. Oh God, search our hearts while we're praying this prayer and forgive our sins, Lord. Take away our shortcomings, oh God, and build us up. In the name of Jesus, we pray, God, that you will send your anointing, that your anointing will abide upon us. Oh, Lord, anoint us to do your will. Anoint us on this broadcast to bring forth your word, oh God, to bring forth praises, to minister through your word in the name of Jesus. Oh, my God, we ask, Lord, that you will look on each one who has tuned in to this broadcast. And let a blessing come upon them, O God, in the name of Jesus. Please, Lord, cover us under your blood and wash us, Lord. Clean us up on the inside and on the outside. Oh, my God, create in us a clean heart and renew a right spirit within us. We are calling on you tonight, Lord, because we are down here waiting on you. We are weak, my God, and you know our frame and how frail we are. And we ask you, Lord, to give us strength and to help us to continue on. Jesus, incline your ear, Lord, and hear our prayer. We are praying, Lord, that you will stop by for just a little while and make your holy visitation. Oh, my Lord, we need healing and we need strength. We need power. We need encouragement. We need you, Lord.
Yes,
give us that assurance that you are with us, oh God. And according to your word, Lord, we believe all that you have stated, Lord Jesus. Everything you said you would do, you have done it and you will do. Oh, hallelujah. And we believe you, my God, and we're taking you at your word. We believe you, Lord, according to the scriptures that you promised you would never leave us, neither forsake us, but that you would be with us always, even until the end of the earth. And we believe it tonight, Lord.
Yes,
we are asking you to please, my God, go ahead of us and prepare the way for us that we may minister according to your will. Lord, we want to keep all of your commandments, but we are weak, Lord, and we need you to intervene, Lord God. We need you to uphold us, my God, and to take us through when the tests and trials come upon us, Lord. Give us the strength not to yield to temptation. Oh, Lord, give us strength to keep holding on and not to faint, my God, but to pray earnestly in the name of Jesus. Oh, Lord, wear in our hearts, put the words in our mouth, because we don't know what to pray for as we ought.
Yes,
Lord. Lord, teach us how to pray, what things to pray for, what is pleasing unto you. Oh, God, and help us not to pray amiss. Oh, blessed Savior, lead us, guide us, and direct us in the way we should go. Lord God, let your Holy Spirit take control and pray on our behalf, because the Spirit knows the mind of God and what his will is for us, Lord. And we ask, God, that you will send the Holy Ghost down.
Yes, sir.
Send it down, Lord Jesus, and let souls be filled with the Holy Ghost. Oh, God, those who are seeking and desiring to be filled with the Holy Ghost, Lord, increase their faith and help them to turn from all of their ways and anything that you're not pleased with. Help them, Lord God, to leave it behind, to forsake the world and to dedicate their hearts and their lives to you, Lord. Help them, oh, Lord God. Save them, Lord Jesus. Touch their minds, their hearts. Oh, my Lord, and help them to turn from the error of their ways. Only you can do it, Lord God. No one else but you. And we're asking you to please have mercy tonight. Lord, send your healing virtue. Touch, Lord, heal and deliver. Souls are sick, my God, in their bodies and in their minds, in their spirit, Lord God. And we need you to make them whole tonight. Oh, glory to your name, Lord. You know all things, and you know just what to do. You know how to do it, how to fix it, Lord Jesus. And we're bringing it to you, and we're laying it down before you, Lord, asking you to please have mercy, oh God. Have mercy tonight, Jesus. We need your mercy, and we need grace tonight, Lord.
Yes,
be merciful, oh God, and look upon all of those who are on the prayer list, one by one and name by name. We pray, Lord, that you will touch, oh, my God, move upon them. And, Lord Jesus, those who don't know you, make yourself known unto them. Oh, Lord Jesus, have mercy. Have mercy, Lord God, and strengthen the weak. Look on our leaders, Lord Jesus. Teach them how to lead your people. Oh, my Lord, teach them. Give them vision. Give them revelation, Lord. Teach them how to be the leader that you called them to be in the name of Jesus. Only you, Lord God, can teach them the way. And we ask that you will show them how to lead the congregation in the name of Jesus. Oh, my Lord, we ask you to send your word tonight. Let your word come forth and let it have, oh, God, let your word go out and let every listener receive your word, Lord. Let every listener be blessed through the word of God with the blessing that everyone is in need of. Lord, you know, oh God, you know the situations. You know what's going on in the homes. And Lord, we need you to fix it. We need you to work it out. Oh my God, move in the workplace. Move on the co-workers, move on the supervisors and the directors, Lord God. Move all around, Lord Jesus, and let your glory be revealed. Let your powers be made manifest, and let those who don't know or understand your power know that you are the only true and living God, and there's none else beside you. Lord Jesus, manifest yourself even unto them. And we ask you, Lord, to bless this great ministry, Lord. We are praying, God, that you will also bless the Gospel Truth Prayer Mission. Lord Jesus, let it grow. Let it prosper the more. Let souls be added, Lord. Let everyone who cross over the threshold receive a blessing. Lord, let no one leave the same way they came in. But God, fix it for them and bless them one by one in the name of Jesus. We thank you tonight, Lord, for your goodness and mercy. We thank you for everything you've done, Lord God. We thank you for the moving of your spirit. We thank you for your touch tonight,
Jesus.
We thank you for the outpouring of your spirit, Lord. Hallelujah. We thank you for blessing us, oh God, though we're not deserving of it. We thank you. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. 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 Thank you,
And we yes, ask, Lord, Lord, that we thank you for this prayer, Lord God, and we ask yes, that you'll accept our prayer. And, Lord, yes, whatever it is that we didn't mention in this prayer, you know all about it. We ask, God, that you'll remember even those, Lord, who are bereaved of their loved ones to yes, comfort Lord, and console them. We ask it in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost. Amen. Thank you, Lord.
Amen. We thank the Lord for our opening prayer coming through Evangelist Sheila Hameen. And at this time, we're going to have the opening scripture, and I will be reading from the 24th number of Psalms. The earth is the Lord's and the fullness thereof, the world and they that dwell therein. For he has founded it upon the seas and established it upon the floods. Who shall ascend into the hill of the Lord? Or who shall stand in his holy place? He that hath clean hands and a pure heart, who have not lifted up his soul unto vanity, nor sworn deceitfully. He shall receive the blessing from the Lord, and righteousness from the God of his salvation. This is the generation of them that seek him, that seek thy face, O Jacob, Selah. Lift up your hands, O ye gates, and be lifted up, ye everlasting doors, and the King of glory shall come in. Who is the King of glory? The Lord strong and mighty, the Lord mighty in battle. Lift up your heads, O ye gates, even lift them up, ye everlasting doors, and the King of glory shall come in. Who is the King of glory? The Lord of hosts, he is the King of glory. Selah. Thank the Lord for the reading of the 24th number of Psalms.
Amen. Thank God for that beautiful poem coming through Sister Cheryl, being read by Sister Cheryl. And good evening again. Thank you so much for tuning into the Gospel Truth broadcast with Evangelist Nobel Edmond. You may tune in every Tuesday and Sunday evening at 7 o'clock p.m. The dial-in number is 701-802-5175. The access code is 584-7681. You may also listen online at blogtalkradio.com/graceradio5, and 5 is F-I-V-E. We also want to acknowledge Pastor Sheila Hameen, who hosts the Pastor Sheila Hameen Show with co-host Evangelist Nobel Edmond on Friday evenings at 7 o'clock p.m. and Sunday afternoons at 3:30 p.m. You may listen in by calling 319-527-6763, or you may listen online at www.blogtalkradio.com/mykingservice.title1school1is O-N-E. We want to continue to pray for the souls on the prayer list. We added to our prayer list is Dr. Alice Tolbert. Continue to pray for Seti Lawhorn, Stephen Allen Sr., Charles Morris, Titus Edmond Sr., Larry Denson, Sister Rhoda Kasinga, Ventria Blackshear, the bereaved family of Maria Tolley and the Anderson family, Sister Gracie White and family, Darla Merrill, and all those who are currently requesting prayer. And at this time, we're going to turn the broadcast into the hands of Evangelist Cynthia Edmond, that she may favor us with a selection.
Praise God. I thank God for another opportunity to do something for the Lord.
Amen.
Just going to sing a portion of this song. So much trouble in this land, so much confusion on every hand, but there's a place and I know he'll welcome me. Oh, I'm determined to see Jesus, and I know that he will welcome me. He has promised to prepare a mansion where I dwell through all eternity. Oh, I'll be singing as I go. I am sometimes heaven, faith, and more. But I know he'll be there in that city somewhere to welcome me. To my home over there. Oh, yeah. Yes, he will.
Yes, he will.
Yes, he will.
Yes. Amen. Praise the Lord. Thank you, Jesus. You can welcome me. Glory be to God. Praise the Lord. I give honor to God. I give honor to whom honor is due. I thank God for prayer. I thank the Lord for the opening scripture and for that beautiful selection. Just so glad to be back on the Gospel Truth broadcast on tonight. Thank God for his great blessings and allowing us to just come together one more time to do something for him. Praise the Lord. To minister for him and to give his name the glory. And just thinking on the scripture that was read, the earth is the Lord, the fullness thereof, everything and everybody in it, the Lord made, the Lord owns. Praise the Lord, we're not our own. Nothing belongs to us, but all of it belongs to God. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. So we ought to come together and worship the name of the Lord. And I encourage you tonight to seek after the Lord, to go after him, and to give him praise, give him glory, give him honor, because it belongs to him. And if you're expecting him to welcome you in that day, you are going to have a relationship with the Lord. You're going to have to build that relationship. Hallelujah, praise be to God, and live according to the will of God. Do what the Lord has commanded. Because the Bible asks this question, who shall ascend into the hill of the Lord? Or who shall stand in his holy place? He that has clean hands and a pure heart. You got to work on these things. You got to go to God and let God pick you up. Hallelujah. And when that time comes, when it's time for the Lord to welcome us, glory be to God. It'll be a great day. It won't be a time when we get a frown or that he's displeased with us, but he will welcome us. Amen. And we can enter into the joy of the Lord. Hallelujah. And I'm excited for what the Lord is doing.
Amen.
Nothing makes me happier except when I know God is moving and blessing and the devil is mad. Hallelujah.
Yeah.
And he's fighting against us, then I know that God is moving. Amen. Praise the Lord. And I know that I'm on the right track and doing what God wants me to do, because the devil gets mad when we do the will of God, when we keep his commandments, when we obey him. Satan doesn't like it, and he gets mad. He wants to stop the work of the Lord, but he cannot stop it. Hallelujah, praise God. So let's get ready tonight to hear the word of God. Let's get ready to be blessed through the word of God, the preached word of God. Amen, the gospel truth. And at this time, without any further ado, I introduce to you our speaker in the person of Evangelist Maybelle Edmond. As she comes, let us pray along with her and for her that the Lord will have his way. Amen. God bless Evangelist May.
Praise the Lord. Glory to God. We thank God for this opportunity. At this time, let us pray. Heavenly Father, we thank you for this day. We thank you for this gathering. We thank you for this broadcast. We thank you for every soul that is listening on this broadcast on tonight. We pray that you will touch and bless, that you will save, heal, and forgive, blot out of transgressions, let sins be forgiven. Oh, my God, have your way and let your will be done. Bless, and we shall be blessed. We take you at your word, and we're looking to you, trusting in you, because we know there is no failure in you. Have your way tonight. In Jesus' name we pray. We thank you for this prayer. In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost. Amen. Praise the Lord. I thank the Lord. I do honor the Spirit of the Lord. Vanis Amin, Vanis Khadija, Vanis Cynthia, and Sister Cheryl, and to all who are on the line on tonight. Thank the Lord also for Sister Rhoda being on the line. We thank the Lord. We had such a glorious time. on Sunday. I tell you, the Lord graced us with his presence. He sent his anointing. We opened up the Gospel Truth Prayer Mission, and I tell you, the Lord truly met us here. We had a wonderful time. The house was full. Praise the Lord. We thank God for what he has done and what he's doing. We thank God for his mercy, his love, and all that he is doing for the people of God. At this time, we want to go to the Word of God. We want to go to 2 Corinthians. 2 Corinthians. Praise the Lord. Let us back up and go to 1 Corinthians, the 15th chapter and verse 10. Also Acts, the 4th chapter, verse 33. Also, I believe it's Romans, the 1st chapter, verse 5. I have quite a few scriptures here. I don't know how far we're going to get, but we're going to begin with teen. And I'm going to back up to about the 9th verse. For I am the least of the apostles, that am not meet to be called an apostle, because I persecuted the church of God. But by the grace of God, I am what I am. And his grace, which was bestowed upon me, was not in vain, but I labored more abundantly than they all. Yet not I, but the grace of God, which was with me. My title tonight is The Amazing Grace. And my theme, it was grace that brought me to this place. It was grace that brought me to this place. It was nothing that I did of my will. Nothing that I did that caused God to send his grace and mercy upon me, upon you, and upon everyone that named the name of Christ. It was the grace of God that brought us to this place. Hallelujah. We were nothing. We were running the streets. We were committing sin. We were doing our own will and doing our own thing. But God sent somebody to preach the gospel unto us. And after hearing the gospel of Jesus Christ, we began to fall on our knees and call on the name of Jesus. And by calling on the name of Jesus, the Lord God had mercy on our souls. Hallelujah. He sent his mercy upon us, and he drew us unto him. He said in his word, with loving kindness, have I drawn thee? It was nothing that we did so great. We were some of the biggest sinners. Hallelujah. Running the streets of Camden. But God, in his infinite love, sent mercy upon his people, and he called us into this grace. And going over to the book of Acts, the 4th chapter and verse 33, the word of God says, praise the Lord, it says, and with great power gave the apostles witness of the resurrection of the Lord Jesus, and great grace was upon them. After God began to move on the apostles, hallelujah, they were beaten, they were persecuted, Hallelujah. They were put in jail. They were tried so much so till they began to go back to Jerusalem and they began to pray again. And the Bible said, and when they had prayed, the place was shaken where they were assembled together, and they were all filled with the Holy Ghost, and they spake the word of God with boldness, and the multitude of them that believed were of one heart and of one soul. Neither said any of them that aught of the things which he possessed was his own. But they had things in common. The Bible said, but they had all things common. Hallelujah. Nobody was fussing and arguing, saying, this is mine. I bought this. I gave this. But they had all things common. And the Bible said great grace was upon them. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Great grace was upon the apostles. They were doing the will of God. They were being beaten. They were being chastised. They were being criticized. Just like today, when you try to do something for the Lord, some Satan will come and criticize what you're doing. Hallelujah. They'll criticize how you're doing it. Hallelujah. They criticize when you do it. But that's all right. As long as we're doing the will of God, as the message was preached, seeking the will of God. Hallelujah. Lord, teach us to do the will of God. And that's my prayer. I'm praying, Lord, teach me to do the will of God. Glory to God. But Paul began to say, but by the grace of God, I am what I am. And his grace, which was bestowed upon me. You see, God bestowed grace upon Paul. He was beating the people of God. He was standing by, holding the coats of them that beat the saints of God. Hallelujah. He went on down and got license. He got papers to do what he was doing. So he felt he was doing it legally. Hallelujah. I thank God because God's got a way to bring you in. He will shew mercy on whom he will. Paul, he blasphemed. Hallelujah. But God had mercy on him, and he drew him in as he was on his way down to Damascus. Hallelujah. To do his thing. Glory to God. The Lord knocked him from his beat. Hallelujah. People were standing around him. They didn't hear the voice of the Lord when the Lord spoke to Saul and said, Saul, Saul, why persecutest thou me? Hallelujah. And Saul began to answer, Lord, who art thou? Hallelujah. Who art thou? And the Lord began to let him know, I am Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Hallelujah. Whom thou persecutest. Glory to God. He was persecuted God's people, but he was also persecuting Jesus Christ because Christ was in them. Hallelujah. Glory to God. But the word of God let us know it was God's grace. It was his grace that saved us. It was not of works unless any man should boast. Glory to God. Ephesians 2 and 8 says, for by grace are ye saved through faith, and that not of yourselves. It is a gift of God. God's gift. Hallelujah. That he gave unto man. He said, not of works, lest any man should boast. People are boasting, but they have nothing to boast about, because God, he had mercy on us. He called us, and he brought us over on this side. For we are his workmanship, created in Christ Jesus unto good works, which God had before ordained that we should walk in them. Glory to God. Thank you, Jesus. Wherefore, remember that ye being in time past Gentiles in the flesh, who are called uncircumcision by that which is called the circumcision, in the flesh made by hands. Glory to God. It was God that showed mercy on us when he passed by us and saw us polluted in our own blood. He said, live, live. Yea, I say unto you, live. Glory to God. I think about Jesus when he went up on Calvary, how he was crucified for you and I. It was grace. It was God's amazing grace. Hallelujah. He took the beating. He took the smoting. Hallelujah. He was pierced in his side. He was crucified for you and for me. What do I have to boast about? Nothing. Because God, his mercy. Oh, hallelujah. Yes, Lord. His mercy. Oh, yes, Lord. Oh, glory, glory, glory. It was God's mercy that saved us. It was his mercy that brought us over on the Lord's side. Glory to God. We was wretched sinners doing some of everything under the sun. But God had mercy on us. I'm glad about it today. I don't know about you, but I'm glad that God looked down on me with a pitiful eye. I'm glad that he sent his word, and I began to receive the word of God and call on the name of Jesus until the Lord came in, took control, and filled me with the Holy Ghost. It was God's grace that brought me to this place. I didn't come to this place on my own, but it was God that drew me in with his bands of love. It was God's grace that brought me to this place. I'm not just talking about this building, but I'm talking about his grace that placed me in this position. Hallelujah. He called me out of sin and unto him. Hallelujah. He called me to preach the gospel of Jesus Christ. And he called me to do his will, not my will, but the will of God. And Jesus, in his infinite love, has brought me to this place. Hallelujah. Paul said, I am that I grace of God. He knew it wasn't him. He said, but by the grace of God, I am what I am. Hallelujah. It was God's grace that made him. It was God's grace that bought him. It was God's grace that he bestowed upon him. And it wasn't in vain. Hallelujah. He said, I labored more abundantly than they all, yet not I. Glory to God. But the grace of God, which was with me, it was God's grace that glory, it was God's grace that was with me. That says God's grace was with Paul. Hallelujah. We ought to be thankful for what God has done, because it was his grace that brought us over on the Lord's side. It was the grace of God that gave us salvation. It was the grace of God that, glory, hallelujah, that filled us with the Holy Ghost, God's Spirit. It was God's grace that brought us to this place. I'm glad about it today. My soul is happy for what God has done. He said, by whom also we have accessed by faith into this grace, wherein we stand and rejoice in hope of the glory of God. And not only so, but we glory in tribulations also, knowing that tribulation worketh patience. Glory to God. We have to go through tribulation. We got to be tried. But it's going to work patience, experience, and experience hope. And hope maketh not ashamed, because the love of God is shed abroad in our hearts by the Holy Ghost, which is given unto us. It was the grace of God that's given unto us the Holy Ghost. Hallelujah. It was shed abroad in our hearts. Glory, glory. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. I thank God for the work that he has done. I thank him for the work that he's yet doing. His grace is sufficient to take us through our tribulation. His grace is sufficient for you, for me. Hallelujah. Whatever we're going through, God's grace will take us through. God's grace will help us to overcome. God's grace, hallelujah, through. God's grace will help us to stand the test of time. God's grace will take us through. I don't care what we're going through. God's grace that brought us to this place will take us further on. Thank you, Jesus. The Bible says in Romans 5:20, moreover, the law entered that the offense might abound. But where sin abounded, grace did much more abound. Sin abounded, grace much more abounded. So we thank God for his grace, his amazing grace that went up on that cross, on Calvary's cross, to save you and I and this whole wide world. If they will accept this grace of God, they can live is, and they can have life and have it more abundantly. Why will ye die when you can live in Christ by accepting his wonderful grace of God? Thank you, Jesus. Glory to God. Glory. The 21st verse in Romans, the 5th chapter, says that as sin have reigned unto death, even so might grace reign through righteousness unto eternal life by Jesus Christ our Lord. Glory to God. If we just receive this amazing grace, God will do great things in our lives. I just thank God for his word. I have many more scriptures, but that's all right. Can't get it all out tonight. I have one more scripture in Galatians, the 1st chapter, and verse 15. It says, but when it pleased God, who separated me from my mother's womb and called me by his grace, it was by God's grace that he called Paul. It was by God's grace that he called me. It was by God's grace that he called you. If you receive Christ in your life, it was by his grace. And it says to reveal his son in me that I might preach him among the heathen. Immediately I conferred not with flesh and blood, neither went I up to Jerusalem to them which were apostles before me, but I went into Arabia and returned again unto Damascus. Then after 3 years, I went up to Jerusalem to see Peter and abode with him 15 days. But other of the apostles saw I none, save James, the Lord's brother. Now, the things which I write unto you, behold, before God, I lied not. Afterwards, I came into the regions of Syria and Cilicia unto the churches of Judea which were in Christ. But they had heard only that he which persecuted us in times past now preaches the faith which once he destroyed. Isn't that beautiful? Once he destroyed, he had destroyed word of God, the people, but now he's no longer persecuting the people of God. Mm-hmm. That was in time past, but now he was living by faith. And the Bible says, and they glorified God in me. They glorified God in him because a change had taken place in his life. And when that life that Christ has given you caused you to change, you are going to live the righteous life that God called you to live. It was his grace that brought me to this place. And I'm glad about it today. I'm not sad about what God has done. I'm not sad because I'm serving the Lord, but I got joy from serving the Lord. I've got joy because it was the grace of God. I got joy. Glory. I got joy. Praise God. And lifting up the name of Jesus because he is worthy. He is worthy today. His name is worthy to be praised. We need to lift him up the more and thank God for his grace. Thank him for what he has done. Thank him for his amazing grace. That's what brought us to this place. God's amazing. amazing grace. We thank God for his word for tonight. Somebody might want to experience this great grace that God has given unto his people. All you have to do is reach out and receive this will of Jesus Christ. If you want to be saved, if you want to be healed, if you want to be delivered, receive this grace. Hallelujah. Just give your life to Jesus. Give your heart, your mind, your soul, your body. Give it all to Jesus, and you can receive this amazing grace. As we bow our heads in prayer, Heavenly Father, we come before you. We thank you for your precious word. We thank you for this amazing grace. We thank you for what you've done in our lives. We thank you, Lord, for your mercy. Glory to God. We thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you, Jesus. We thank you for what you've done. We thank you for your mercy. It was your mercy. We thank you for salvation. We thank you for the blood of Jesus Christ. We thank you. Thank you for your love. Thank you for going up on Calvary's cross. Thank you, Lord. Bless your holy name, O Lord. We thank you for what you're doing, Lord. We pray that you'll save, Lord. Look on the souls out there in radio land. Have mercy, Lord. Save them, Lord. Introduce them to this amazing grace in the name of Jesus. Jesus, help them, Lord, to seek your face and call upon your name. You said, for whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. We believe you today. We take you at your word. We trust in you. We know thou art a deliverer. We know you can do it today. Do it today, Lord. Say, Jesus. Say to the uttermost. Help somebody to break up their heart, to fall on you in the name of Jesus, to fall on your mercy, calling on your name. Jesus, we know you're a healer. Jesus, touch that soul. Somebody, their body is racked with pain, but we know thou art a healer. You said in your word, we are healed. We believe it today. We take you at your word. Have thine own way. Let thy will be done. Move, Lord, by your spirit. Take full control in the name of Jesus. Touch that soul right now. You know their heart. You know all about them. You know their mind. You know their uprising. You know their damn sitting. In the name of Jesus, have thine own way. Have your way. Have your way, your will, in the name of Jesus. Let your blood cover, in the name of Jesus. Jesus, Jesus, while we're praying, touch, Lord, while we're waiting, move, Lord, by your spirit, Jesus. Have mercy tonight, oh Lord. Say to the uttermost, look on those souls that are grieving, those who have lost loved ones. Have mercy on them. Comfort their souls. Lift their burden. Strengthen their souls. Help somebody to turn from their way, to turn to the true and living God. Help them, Lord. Jesus. Help them, Lord, to get through this situation. Help them, Lord. Help Jesus. Help, Lord. Oh, yes, Lord. Oh, my God. Yes, Lord Jesus. In the name of Jesus, have your way while we're praying to somebody out in radio land. Touch the souls of men. Have mercy, oh, Lord. Bring them to this amazing place. In the name of Jesus, let them feel your presence. Let them feel your spirit in the name of Jesus. Jesus, help somebody to repent of their sins. Help them, oh Lord, to fall out with their ways. Change their mind. Change their heart, oh Lord. Help them to seek your faith in the name of Jesus. Jesus, Jesus, Jesus. Look on your people, oh Lord, everywhere, oh Lord. Help your people to go through. Help them to stand. Help them to endure, oh Lord, even through tribulation. Help them to be patient. In the name of Jesus, we know you're able, oh Lord. We know you got the power. Our trust is in you tonight. Oh, my God, we thank you tonight, Lord. We thank you for what you've done. We thank you for your blessing. We thank you for this mission. We thank you, Lord. Thank you for this broadcast. Thank you,
thank
Lord.
You,
thank you for what you're doing, Lord. Continue
thank
to bless
you,
your people in the name of Jesus. Send your anointing upon your people. Help us to stir up the gift that is in us. Help us to drive and go forward with you. Help us, oh Lord, to fulfill your will. Help us, Lord, to speak your word. Help us to go where you send us. In the name of Jesus, we know you're able, oh Lord. We're looking to you, depending on you. You are our help. No other help we know. And we know you're able to take us through. And we thank you for this prayer. We thank you for everything that you have done for us. We are not worthy, but we thank you. We thank you, O Lord. We pray that you continue to bless us, continue to go with us and stand by us. And we will give thy name the praise. The glory and honor shall be thine. In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost. Amen.
Praise God. Thank you, Jesus. Truly, we thank God for that powerful message coming through Evangelist May. Oh, glory be to God, talking about the amazing grace, grace of God that brought me to this place.
Amen.
Thank you, Jesus.
Amen.
Nothing but the grace of God. That's
the grace
what it took
God.
To get us to where we are now. And by his grace, we are here. Oh, thank you, Lord Jesus.
Thank
I
you.
Enjoyed that message. That truly was a powerful message. And as Apostle Paul began to talk about where God had brought him from, and he recognized just how amazing the grace of God is. Oh, thank you, Jesus. And God did something great and mighty, something that he didn't deserve, but it was the grace of God that was so freely given to him that he recognized how amazing the grace of God is. And I tell you, God's grace is just as amazing now and even more so as he has given to us this grace so freely. And anyone who is willing to accept the grace of God, you are blessed. Hallelujah. Praise be to God. I thank the Lord. I really enjoyed this message tonight, and I pray that the Lord has touched you through the word of God, and this word came forth in power and in demonstration. He was a man feeling and believing that he was just the least of all the apostles, he didn't even feel worthy to be called an apostle. But he just began to accept the will of God, what God allowed. He accepted the grace of God. And he just went on and said, but by the grace of God, I am what I am. And when the Lord makes you, then the enemy cannot change what God has made you. The enemy can't take what God has given you. Because by God's grace, by God's amazing grace, he has made us what we are. Hallelujah. And no matter how people try to demote you and how they try to discredit you or low rate you or whatever else they want to do, they cannot change what God has made us. Amen. And we learn to accept that this is what God made me, and I am what I am because of the grace of God. Praise the Lord. So again, I just thank God for this powerful message on tonight. I want to encourage you, Evangelist May, to continue to preach the word of God. Amen. And just let God continue to use you and have his way in your life. And I want to say to all of you who are listening, the grace of God is truly amazing. And if you don't know the Lord, I encourage you to get to know him this night. Start now seeking after the Lord, getting to know him, and you can experience this beautiful and amazing grace of God. At this time, we're going to give way that we may have remarks from our evangelists who are on this broadcast, and also for any other clergy that we may not be aware of who are on the broadcast. All are welcome to give remarks at this time. God bless.
Praise God. Praise God for such a beautiful message that came through Vance Meg on this evening. She preached out of her soul. Amen. God's amazing grace brought me to this place. Amen. It was the grace of God. Amen. Somebody sang a song, say, your grace and mercy brought me through. I thank God for the word of God. I want to encourage you, Vance Meg, to continue to preach the word. You out there in radio land. Amen. If you don't know the Lord, get to know him in the pardon of your sins. Amen. His grace is sufficient. Amen. His grace is legit.
Yes.
Amen. God will do it for you. Amen. And those of you that do know the Lord, amen, hold on with all your might. Don't let go. Amen. Be like Jacob, holding on to that angel and refuse to let go. Amen. And that's the way we got to be nowadays. We got to hold on with all of our might. Hold on with everything that is within us. We got to hold on because it'll soon be crowned in time.
Yes.
Amen. I thank God tonight. I'm a little stirred up. I'm going to bring myself in.
All right.
Amen. Because you have another sermon, and I don't want to come behind a preacher. But I just thank God for the word on tonight.
Amen. I thank God for the word of God coming to Evangelist Maybell, talking about the amazing grace. I enjoy the word of God. Truly, with God's grace, his unmerited favor, the infinite love that he shed upon us, even when we didn't deserve it, but he granted upon us anyway. And Paul, he realized that he was what he was because of God's grace and nothing special. He did himself. I enjoy the word of God. And thank God for the prayer as well. And may keep on preaching the word of God.
Man, any others? Praise the Lord. Thank God for those beautiful remarks. And, you know, I don't mind a part two, you know, a doubleheader. I don't mind. Praise God. Just go on and let God have his way. Because I'm telling you, this word of God is so powerful.
Yes,
you just can't sit there and not get stirred up from the word of God. It's just so powerful. Hallelujah. And it will stir you. And you can't help yourself in a lot of instances because it's so good. Amen.
Yes.
And when the Lord starts moving, you might as well just yield and let him have his way. Praise God. So I just thank God for what he's doing and how he's sending his word. so greatly and so powerfully to let us all know how much he loves us and cares for us. Praise the Lord. Is there anyone else on the broadcast tonight who would like to have anything to say? God bless.
Sister Rhoda. Praise the Lord. I really want to thank God for the grace of God. We are able, me and Mr. Titus, to listen to the preaching. We are all blessed. And Mr. Titus is very, very happy. He says, thank you, Jesus. He's even singing now. So we give glory and honor to God. I also want to thank God for the grace that I was able to attend to go to New Jersey, meet wonderful human God, anointed, powerful, with many, many gifts. Oh, my goodness. I've never seen that. A woman playing a guitar. Oh, my God. Keyboard. I think it was so powerful. So I give glory and honor to God. God bless you so much, women of God. Continue serving God, and the Lord will continue to bless you. Thank you.
Amen.
Praise thank God. God for his word, and thank God for his amazing grace.
Amen. Praise God. We thank God for everything that's been said and done. So at this time, we're going to turn the broadcast back into the hands of Evangelist May. God bless you, Evangelist May.
Thank the Lord for his word and for the prayer. I thank God for each of you that are on the broadcast on tonight. And also, Sister Rhoda, I tell you, we had a wonderful time. The Lord began to move on her and use her, I tell you, and encouraged her. That was good. It was so good, I tell you. But we thank God for how she came all the way from Hyattsville, Maryland, I believe it is, Hyattsville, and for Evangelist Hameen and Evangelist Khadijah and the children, came all the way from Baltimore, Maryland. We had such a wonderful time. If you wasn't here, you missed it. But it has to come from wherever you are. We're right here in Woodbury, New Jersey, 18 East Center Street, and we're here 7 p.m. on Tuesday night, Sunday night, and then we'll be here Sunday morning, Lord willing. So you're welcome to attend. If you're anywhere near here and you would like to attend, come on out and praise the Lord with us. We thank the Lord for this broadcast. And if that's all, this brings the broadcast to a close. We expect to be back again Sunday night, 7 p.m., Lord's will. God bless you.
Amen.
Thank you.